Go. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
SRP24.com. Steve Slepcevich is our guest. And everything we're talking about has been in the news here and there. And all the movies about martial law and civil war and Democrats saying they're going to have one and the same thing in Europe. They want this, ladies and gentlemen, because we're coming to the end of the old debt bubble, the end of Bretton Woods 1 and 2. They need this. And Steve, flesh it out more because you were giving specifics last time. You talked about sheriffs, what's going on with corporations, the preparations they're making for the summer of love, the summer of rage in 2020, directed by the Democrats, a consortium of Islamicists, Black Lives Matter, Soros groups, Antifa, going out, and they're saying, burning the country down. Senator Blumenthal's introduced legislation that's waiting, that they say if President Trump's president-elect, those 76 days between the early November election and the 21st of January 2025, that they're really got big plans and they're unable to steal it. They're saying they're going to do it. The New York Times says John Podesta's war-gamed, that they're not going to accept again Trump and that they're going to have their own inauguration. I mean, this is so incredible, and they're saying it out in the open to normalize it with their own minions. So this is a big deal. So specifically, because your eyes on the ground, you're all over the country, you're all over the U.S. from D.C. to Hawaii, and you're saying this is going on all over the place. So we're not just getting the news blurbs of their own admissions. We're getting what's actually happening. You're saying that governments and corporations are hardening their facilities for what they believe is going to be serious civil unrest. Because you keep pausing, which is great. You're a great guest, but you're really smart. You've got the floor. Run for 5-10 minutes here. Just give us the data dump.
So when you're doing disaster planning, right, you're working with the risk manager, you're working with the insurance broker, right? They want to prevent or mitigate actually having a loss, right? So for them, what they're looking at is how is that hospital, how is that logistics center that's maybe a food distribution center, how's that medical area, how's the fuel areas, the depots, how are these places, including some of the places where there's armories, how are they going to protect themselves in these type of scenarios, right? So it's everything from setting up a security perimeter with a team, making sure that you have food being brought in and secured, because it's not just, it's being able to have a standalone system on that critical infrastructure. And the reason we're in the planning aspect of it is because of all the disaster that we responded to, not just in the US, but globally, and having to deal with other groups that are moving in that are going to try to rob or steal. So you have your perimeter, you have your drones, you have your thermal drones, you have your perimeter, things that are signaled so that if there's trip wires, you're going to have everything from being able to secure that facility so that you're not getting breached, right? And the interesting thing about this is that it's not just one facility. So if it was like a one-off, I've had the situation where it's like, oh, that guy may be a little paranoid or he's a conspiracy theorist. But when it's happening systematically across multiple platforms with many risk managers, many brokers of like, okay, well, we got to also protect our electrical systems, our power generation, our backup power generation. And if those things get hit, who's bringing that additional KW on a skid that we can actually have a fuel cell attached to it so we can actually plug and play into our buildings. So they're planning for it. And I always tell people, like, they're like, what can I do? I'm like, you know what? Get involved, right? Get a committee, get a small group of you together in your city, in your community, right? Go meet with the sheriff's department, see what their plans are. Go meet with the fire department, see what their plans are. For us, we're in this so deep into this thing that we're also having communications to be able to listen to the dark web and stand alone. Like if we're not listening to any media or any public service announcements, because if we've learned anything in this process, and I have to say it, is there's nothing but lies coming out. So the discernment is going to be on who's got the best intel. And I don't listen to it to a third party. I want to make sure that my sentinels, my guys that are doing the deep dive, are listening to the communication. We have Overwatch. We see how groups are moving in. It's really no different. We have a team right now that's in Haiti, and Haiti's completely fallen apart. And I have great security operators that are there protecting a 40-acre parcel in an orphanage. And part of my team is working alongside another group that's leading it. But these guys are going area to area, burning down houses, burning down villages. And they're like the last kind of stronghold right now. And if you want to get an AR-15, it's going to cost you about $8,000 in Haiti right now. So trying to get hardware in when there's the system collapses, man, that's not a time to be complacent. This is not the time to be complacent. This is the time to actually get your house in order. I always say this, get your house in order first spiritually, the next physically, and know where your mind's at. Don't get clogged up watching all the CNN and mainstream news. Get some intel. And that the other part of it is make sure that all your systems are in place. Make sure all your batteries, your backup chargers are in place. You have your food, your water purification systems. You've drilled it. And then just turn it off. Turn it off. Go back to living life as if nothing's going to happen. But be prepared like for this to pop off in the next hour. That's how it should be. You should be that ready to go.
Well, that's absolutely right. And Haiti's a microcosm of what's going to happen in these U.S. cities. This has been done on purpose. How, from your deep research and deep dive and tracking what Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and these gangs are saying on the dark web, because we see them saying it publicly, they've been told they're here to take over. They say, we're here to take over. The Democrats brought us here. We're going to take your houses. We'll take everything. This is a takeover. They believe there's about to be a communist overthrow. Antifa believes that. How do you see that being executed? And why would the deep state want that?
Well, so during the BLM riots and the protests, right, you saw them bussing these people in, right? They're from out of town. They're bussing them in. It was paid for. The entire system went down. These guys raided, burned, all kinds of stuff, and none of them got charged. This time around, they've moved in a huge army of illegals, military-trained men in silos. So they're not bussing anybody in. These guys are basically going to come out of their areas that they're working systematically coordinated. And that's when the chaos is going to happen. It's here. And the thing about it, people say, oh, you know, that you're fear-mongering, you're a conspiracy. Oh, I'm not a fear-monger. I don't really care. I just know what I'm preparing for because of the intel. And I always tell people, I have a little more information than you may have. So you can say whatever you want. I just have more information than you do, and I'm going to move accordingly. And everyone's at choice. You can be that person, but when it's, I mean, you got to see what they're doing. Their whole thing is every time there's a gun situation, they want to ban guns. They want to go, and this next administration is going to do everything to take your guns for you because that's the problem.
Oh, but they say they're going to. Hell yeah, we're going to ban your guns. And look, here's Elon Musk today. I've never been materially active in politics, but this time I think civilization, as we know it, is on the line. If we want to preserve freedom and meritocracy in America, then Trump must win. And you have Trump, who's smart, saying this is basically the end of America. They plan to collapse it, the globalists do, to bring us to our knees. Klaus Schwab says the angrier world, destroying the old system, will bring in the new system, Cloward and Piven on steroids. So I want to shift gears because you've been a guest before, just as a guest, and then I was talking to a bunch of folks, and you were being brought up by the Trump people and brought up by Kennedy's people and brought up by Mickey Willis, who I know you're really good friends with. And they're like, hey, you ought to get, you know, Steve on the show. And then I was talking to our big sponsor that we've, you know, brought back because they were able to get a whole bunch of it again. They basically couldn't even keep it with all the stuff that's gone on in Ukraine. So they basically cut back or stopped selling, even though they're the top company, top seller in the United States of satellite phones, of Faraday backpacks, of the best solar chargers at the best prices, literally all the best systems. And so I wanted to get you on to talk about this company. You're very kind to do it, even though, you know, it's not your company. I know you use a lot of their gear and they give you good deals on it. So you're here to talk about it. But if people go to the satellite phone company, and if you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, just one word, InfoWarsPhone.com, you will get the best deals on satellite phones and antennas. So you can use it in the house. I'm not going to be outside. You will get the best deals on these smartphones that aren't traceable. You will get the best deals on the dongle that hooks into a regular cell phone. But I was talking to some of these security guys after they saw the interview, and they said, yeah, I got 5 million views on X. Great. You didn't talk about the fact that if you don't have – you were trying. I interrupted you. If you don't have the Faraday cage for the equipment, which is just a simple backpack, or you can, you know, I guess, make one yourself, get like a – ice chest or something that's, you know, big, and, you know, put a bunch of, you know, wiring in it, of, you know, mesh wire of copper, or maybe line it with lead or something. But the point is, if you don't protect it during an EMP or during a nuke, which is a big part of the issue, or during, people can't hack into these things. It's very hard to anyways, but when they're in a Faraday cage, they're walled off and protected. So we need to then talk for folks that haven't gotten these phones. We should talk about those first. And the last time you were on, a lot of folks got these. So it really supports the broadcast. It's a win-win. It's something they need. The reason I reached back out to the satellite phone company and said, hey, you got everything back in stock, I noticed. You're not sold out constantly. They said, it's perfect time. We've been wanting to come back on. We've really gotten a massive stuff, though. It's going to sell out quickly. I was calling him because I was like, hey, I got two of those sat phones from me a few years ago. That's not enough. I got them in each car, need them in the house. I want to give them to family. I'm telling family to get it. And then I'm thinking, wait, I do need, and it's right here. It's got a bunch of these units. Beautiful. Look at this beautiful, high-quality backpack that has a Faraday cage in it. It's not even heavy. Put everything in there, all the phones, the dongles, the systems, solar charging units. They've got big and small. This is amazing. That's on the site, InfoWarsPhone.com. So let's briefly talk about the phones, the dongle, the smartphone that's secure. But that's just the first step. It's like having a gun without bullets. Then people really need the solar charging systems, and they need the Faraday cage, backpacks, and other things. So Steve Slepcevich, walk through that for us.
Well, for your listeners, you just have to pay attention to what's going on in the climate. If you see that they actually assigned 50 satellite phones to the left of the Democrats, and they put it out there just in case there's a crisis, right? It's like, oh, shit. Well, they know something's coming, so they're going to be using sat communication, right? They know the average citizen's not buying a sat phone, and they're not putting it out to the masses. Obviously, you don't hear it on mainstream news. The other part of it is when you have 60 tons of ammonium nitrate go missing, as you remember, it only took 3 tons to take the Oklahoma City building down. 3 tons. There's 60 tons just vanished into thin air, right? So all these things that are being prepared, really, for us in our world, from the disaster response side of it or the security side of it, we always say communication controls chaos. If your phones go out, you're not talking to your kids. You know, so for us in my world, I carry a sat phone literally everywhere I go. My wife, my kids all have sat phones. My team members, every one of them has a sat phone. And every one of my emergency responding companies, the vendors that are on our network on a national basis and a global basis, I have them all on a roster, including your number, Alex. So we're already dialed in to people that are in that network for information to get out to the public and how they can actually steer which way to go. One thing that I want to share also is, yeah, the Faraday sleeve is important, right? Because if an EMP happens, or they call a solar flare happened, or we get hacked by China, Russia, whatever else, and your comms go down, as many times comms have gone down, people are not going to be able to communicate. So if you turned your phone off right now, do you know where your kids are, how to get a hold of them and where they're moving, or where your husband is or your wife? Or the chaos is absolutely insane. So for us, we program every single number into it. Every quarter we do a call and we circulate that call. It's also a reminder to charge the battery on the phone, make sure nothing's glitching, put it back, charge it, put it back in the Faraday sleeves, drop it in my go bag, which sits in my car, or I take it on my person if I'm traveling. Those things are critical.
And that's key. So the InfoWarsPhone.com, the satellite phone company, that's how you go there, InfoWarsPhone.com. They've got the little sleeves that are great. They've got the backpacks of the big sleeves. They've got everything you need right there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of the Immersat. That's just me. Some people like it. It doesn't have as many satellites up there. I'm just a big fan of the Iridium, you know. That backpack that you showed, which is pretty cool, is a backpack that's ballistic. It's got a level 3A, right, for your pistol rounds, 9mm and so on. You can increase that by putting another plate in there, several layers of that Kevlar-type system in there. But especially right now, if your kids are going to school or they're at the mall, another layer of keeping their phone secure in that Faraday part of the pocket, having the ballistics layer on there, I think that's really good.
But also just using the phones, getting used to using them, having the backpack, it gets you in the game. It gets you focused.
Yeah, because if you open the phone, it's not like you're dialing a normal number. You got to hold that plus sign down, so you have that plus and then the one and the three, what else? So you at least know how to actually program the phone and how to make the phone calls, right? So you're putting cell phones in there. You're putting sat phones in there. Those are all, it's all part of what we call a comms plan, right? or you do what we call an SOG, a standard operation guidelines, or SOP, right? Procedure, standard operating procedures of what you're going to do and how your communication is going to be for your family, for your friends, in your community, like where you're going to have a meeting point. So if nothing works, at least you have a check-in board and it controls chaos. There's peace. Like during the Lahaina fires, when we were talking, there was one family that actually, a part of a family got evacuated to one shelter. Another family got evacuated to another shelter. And for days, they didn't know the other ones were alive. So imagine the stress and the breakdown that could have been completely avoided by having sat phones. And when the cell towers went down, can you imagine if more people had sat phones to be able to say, hey, this is how you evacuate. These areas are closed down. Here's your exit out. I mean, the amount of lives that could be saved from that type of scenario. You know, there's that one family just recently in the news in Arizona that 100 people got rescued. And because one guy had one sat phone and he called in for a rescue. And unfortunately, the sad news about that was the guy that actually made the phone call, his wife ended up dying in that flash flood that came through. So I can't tell you. I mean, that's just one of the most important things is that part of it. I mean, we're doing the big event in D.C., the Rescue the Republic event. And this is the country's leader that are going to be speaking on that platform. So on that part of it, every one of our team members has sat phones. We also have sat radios. We're taking the next layer, right? So we have no interruption. And then we also have the secure phones. The secure phones is a secure smartphone, end-to-end encryption.
Yeah, tell us about the Bitium system. I've got it right here. Explain what this does. Explain the dongle that hooks into regular cell phones. Explain that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's connect-to-mobile is what it is. It's hardware and software that's completely protected. It has a 256 encryption. I mean, this is a smartphone end-to-end. So here's the cool thing about it for us. During January 5th and 6th, I was there with 33 paramedics, a whole team down there. We were doing some board up and security in town. Saw the entire event go on. And to me, our phones were getting jammed out there. Signals were getting jammed. It was inside. It absolutely crazy. I mean, this thing has a privacy button on it. You can go, like, say if the phone was to be attempted to be hacked, the actual phone wipes itself clean. And the thing that I like about it also is that if I hit, there's a button on it. That in my sandbox, we call it a sandbox because it's a secured network. I hit that button. I could put everybody on my team immediately on a screen like we're on a Zoom call. And now I'm connecting and I'm communicating with them. And nobody outside of this envelope can actually hear, see, and I can move within that area. I mean, one of the things that we do.
Is that called like siloed communications or like when you keep.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Siloed. We call it a sandbox, right? You're in a sandbox. It's just us playing in there, right? And nobody knows, right? And the VPN's bouncing off of a signal that's in Florida. So I could be anywhere. I could be in D.C. I could be in San Diego. I could be in Europe somewhere. It doesn't really matter.
So you would use this phone if you live in Brazil to get around all the censorship happening right now?
Yeah. Yeah, because they can't track it. They can't track it. They can't access it. So, yeah, definitely in the international community. And the cool thing about it is that actually it's available to civilians now. You know, it's encrypted. Your calls are protected, text message, video, everything. You can transfer files between it, and it's there. It's only in that silo. Yeah.
I'm listening. I was just setting the phone back up on the counter here.
No worries. All good.
Talk about if people go to InfoWarsPhone.com and support the broadcast and get the best prices and the best deals out there, what the basics they need.
Well, the basics, I feel, is it's everybody, depending on what you're dealing with, what level of threat assessment preparedness you want to be at. But at very minimum, having a satellite phone, at least for this time that we're in, is critical. And then some people say, well, there's a system that it has to bounce off of. That system is also hardened for EMP, for protection, to be able to get the signal out, right? So people go, well, it may not work. Well, shit, the satellites may come out of the sky and then it's all over. Yeah. So, okay. You could be that person or you could be like, you know, I'm going to level up and get these different levels of security features like the communications on the sat phones. I could get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a Bivy stick. I can get the secure phone because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. Also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust, all these things that you save onto that phone is not hackable. You know, it's there that's being protected. One thing that I wanted to touch upon, you had talked about supplements. And if you look, there's a bill in California, September 12th, it's being heard. And if you see what California is doing, it is pushing a bill that's going to take quercetin, it's going to take aloe vera, it's going to take all these supplements that we're so used to, like glutathione, these things that are actually so essential for the natural immunity for us to be able to boost ourselves. They're looking to ban these items so that you cannot use them.
And think how criminal that is. They already paid, it came out last year, a few months ago, $2.3 billion to the major pharmacies, mainly Walgreens and CVS, not to prescribe things like ivermectin. And now the FDA admits they knew it worked and they suppressed it. And now you're saying California's trying to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. So what I'm saying is start paying attention to what's happening locally, you know, as far as this type of stuff goes. So it's critical that people get more prepared, get involved with your law enforcement, your fire departments, look at their EOC, what their evacuations and repopulation plans are, get your firearms in order, get the training that you need. If you need to, go do a grid down training. We've done that many times with our SF guys, and there's so much to be learned, right? Get your power generator, your backup power generation, your solar panels, get your house in order, right? And for those that are listening to this call, I just want to impress upon everyone, go to jointheresistance.org. That is going to be one of the greatest rallies in DC, September 29th. If you can make it, because it's going to be a massive stand that shows the American people that we're about protecting our values, informed consent, you know, protecting our God-given freedom of speech, our Second Amendment's constitutionality, you know, our Constitution. These are the things that are so important for those that can make it. Be a part of it. Jointheresistance.org. We're also holding a big event in April for my wife's conference called Autism Health. And so anybody that's been impacted by autism, in the autism spectrum, what they call autism spectrum disorder, ASD community. There's a huge health and freedom group that's part of that. And so I encourage everyone to get involved, especially during this election time, become a poll worker or even a poll watcher. Register, get involved, show up, right?
That's right. So many people think they've got to save the world by themselves. If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way, as a sponsorship, we get support, get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases, better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156, 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday Cage bullet-resistant backpack that is so amazing, heavy duty. This is what people need, and it supports the broadcast. It is a no-brainer, and I'm very frustrated because I'm fighting to stay on air and fighting to have the latest info, and I'll be doing that 100%. But out of necessity, I am now setting up backups for everything because we are now in that zone. Like Noah's Ark, we don't want to be caught flat-footed. This is a no-brainer. And just like he said, he's not, you know, involved in supplements. He's not involved in quercetin and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and vitamin C. They're trying to move to stop you from getting it. It's literally happening. I had the CEO of a major company on. He's not a sponsor. He flew down here from Utah to be on, where the government's suing him. He spent $3 million fighting him for reading off the CDC website that nasal spray with xylitol is known to block viruses. I mean, it's a fact. It's on their website, the government's website. But they literally want to control you. They want you desperate. They want the food and water cut off. They want to have excuses to do it so they can bring you to your knees. There's a name for that in ancient warfare, siege. And the West is under siege, aren't we, Steve?
Yeah, and in closing, like people just, I'm not here to sell anybody, right? But if you saw when the Ukraine war popped off, they couldn't get phones for 9 months back in stock, right? Why? NATO commanders, everybody else came and bought them all out. You know, it's the same thing during COVID. All the gun shops, prices went through the roof. You couldn't get ammo. There was an ammo shortage. This, if this pops off the way that it's happening, that the way everyone's feeling within their spirit that's leading them, you're not getting sat phones. You're not getting ammo. You're not getting anything. If you get food, you're lucky. So smarten up, get your stuff together, get your house in order, because you don't want to be that man or that woman who's responsible for others in your house and not be prepared. So
Steve, stay there. If you have to go, I understand, but I want to do a little bit more.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people